105 CJVR, today's best country, Cal Grattan with Jade Eagleson. Hey, Jade.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's a little cold here, but not as bad as what you guys are getting.
No.
Sure.
No. You've moved to Nashville recently, have you?
Yeah, we moved like last month. So it's been crazy kind of getting settled, and I didn't have like a security number or whatever you call it. I'm, you know, small farm boy mentality. I kind of thought that my Canadian number would work worldwide, and, you know, as applying for gas and hydro, and they're like, yeah, no, that's not going to work. So
right.
it's been interesting, but we finally settled in and things are going good.
So you made the move during COVID then, did you?
Yeah, we did. So we're up in Calgary, and my dad actually flew out, and we drove down, and yeah, we got there and trying to beat the moving truck, and we didn't. However, the moving truck was 4 weeks late, so we're just kind of went to Walmart and got a couple steel chairs, and kind of it was an interesting thing. So we were ordering in every night. It wasn't too bad.
There's some inspiration for a new country tune, I think, there somewhere, eh?
I think so.
New tune of yours, brand new, called She Don't Know. Tell me about that song.
Well, this one was, it's so funny, this whole album, there's a lot of songs that we didn't know if they're going to make it, but, you know, there's songs I was passionate about. And, you know, with it being COVID, the writing situation has been pretty tough because you can't necessarily go over to anyone's house. A lot of people aren't keen on the technology side of it too. So we were kind of scrambling for songs. And then this one, we got super lucky. A good friend of mine, Travis Wood, and James Barker, Elf the James Barker Band, sent this song to me. And as soon as I heard it, it was just one of those ones that I had to cut. I could relate to it on so many levels. Because I don't know, like, about you, but a lot of guys, I realize that their love language is kind of like not so much words of affection, but, you know, their actions, what they do. Like, I might clean the kitchen or cook a meal, and that, you know, that's, in my mind, that's me being romantic. But my wife, you know, she just wants to hear. She wants to hear me say how I feel, which I've never been great at. So this song, I heard it, and I was like, you know what, this is totally me. I want it.
That's pretty cool when some songwriters can kind of just tap into how you're feeling, and that's why I love country music, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a storytelling genre,
yeah.
And you know, when you come across one of those songs that you can relate to on that level, it's a lot of fun to sing.
Now, this new album of yours, A Honky Tonk Revival, we'll talk about the whole concept here in just a second, but I want to run through some of these tunes. And like I was talking off the top of the interview with you before we started to really roll tape here, I can't believe that you and I have never talked before. This is really cool.
I know. It's crazy. I'm so happy that we're finally getting around to it. It's so wild that you get all these different... get to meet so many amazing people in this industry, and it's sometimes you get to miss a few of the great ones because the schedules don't line up, and I'm glad they finally did.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about the singles that are off of the album. And when, as a programmer and as a music director, we kind of sit around and for Canadian music, we wait for those great tunes to come out. And Jade Eagleson's name always pops up when we're talking about great CanCon, great Canadian country music. And you've had some success here. Tell me about a song called All Night to Figure It Out. Tell me about that one.
Well, that one was sent over by Mr. Brad Rample of High Valley. And, you know, as soon as we heard that, it's kind of like, it was a little outside my box, to be honest. It had more of that gritty kind of blues influence on it. But I'm a huge fan of that music and that genre. So I was like, you know what, this seems like a song that I really need in my set. Like, I was thinking about the live show, and I was like, this is something to get everyone up on their feet and dancing and having a good time. So we cut that one, and, like, you know, you kind of go into the studio and you never think that particular song is going to be a single, or you just kind of putting it on the album to to reach a different audience. And I'm so glad that we made it a single. And it was received so well. We're really blessed that that one did what it did, and that we got that song.
What about the tune with Dean Brody, More Drinking Than Fishing? That was a pretty neat tune, too.
that one was, like, amazing. It was also one of those other songs where we're like, hey, we need to go down to Nashville and record, you know, a couple songs, and we're one short. And once again, my buddy Travis Wood, he had written this one with the Rec Laws. And same with my buddy Gavin Slate, who's on a ton of my stuff and also produces a bunch of stuff too. They're kind of all sent the song, and I kind of asked us, like, are you sure that the Rec Laws don't want it? And they didn't, thank goodness. So, you know, Dean and I always tease the idea of, because we're under the same management, and we always tease the idea of doing a song together. And, you know, this one came across, and we're like, this is the obvious choice for a song. You know, we're both kind of goofy guys, and we knew the video would be fun and everything around it. So it was a no-brainer for us, and it was so fun doing everything we did around that song. It was just a blast.
So I guess we're three songs into Honky Tonk Revival, which you don't know. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great. What's the common thread through the album then? What would we expect if we listened to it front to back?
I mean, we're trying to bring back that neo-traditional sound. So we're careful in the lettering of this album, because it's like, we're not going full honky-tonk just yet. We're kind of testing the waters, and we have some stuff that's, you know, going to appeal to a younger demographic, but we also have stuff that is true to my sound and where I want to eventually go. So we call it the revival because we're getting there. And I think that, like, the way this whole album's been received has been absolutely amazing, because we're so nervous to kind of go back, you know, 20 years in the past and reignite some of those sounds, because we didn't know if people still wanted to hear that. And sure enough, all the songs that are more traditional sounding are taking off. So it's just, you know, we're probably going to put it in the second half of this album, which is why we don't have hard copies out yet. But, you know, it shows us that we can write these traditional sounding songs, and people love them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That the whole second half of this is going to be that. It's going to be very honky-tonk and very, you know, 1990s country.
Nice. Can't wait for that. That's going to be cool. Good stuff. So are you out? So are you out promoting the album? Are you able to play any shows at all? Or
no, it's been so tough. We had a tour planned out, and, you know, with the new surge and stuff, we just wanted to play it safe for everyone. That's always we love our fans, and obviously their safety is a priority to us. And I would have loved to get out there and promote it, but, you know, it's just not the time. That being said, though, we are definitely planning to get out there and do that. My guys in my band are already planning out a live show for it. And it's going to be like something we've never done before. You know, every time you get to play a few shows, and you get to go back to the drawing board and see what worked and what didn't, and just improve every time. So, you know, over the past couple of years, we played some pretty cool places, and it took a lot away from that, and now we're developing this whole honky tonk show, which will be, you know, very 1990s, and just bring the life of that honky tonk back into the concert scene and country music.
Coming to a honky tonk near you real soon, Jade Eagleson, I guess, hey?
I like that's good. I might use that.
we're gonna wrap up the chat here in a second, Jay. But I want to talk about. Let's go back to your family as well. How's your you got a little boy? Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, Levi.
Yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's you know, everyone warned me about the terrible twos, and they are here in full force. It's real. I'm telling you, folks. I love him to death, though. So it's, you know, it's definitely worth every second. But he's up to more mischief than normal. I'll leave it at that.
The world is a wonderful place with a 2-year-old, I tell you.
Oh yeah,
you bet. Jade, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
I'd say I'm new to this whole TikTok thing. Yep. I'm not great at it, but we're putting videos on there. I'm on Instagram quite a bit. I'm on Facebook as well. So all your main kind of like social media platforms I'm on, and it's normally just under Jade Eagleton Music, or if you type in Jade and has one of those check mark things, then you should be in the right place.
Awesome, Jade. Well, thanks for the chat. Like I said, it's been a real treat chatting with you here today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and hope to see you down the road sometime.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.